with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's tailgate season. It's deer hunting season in the woods. Everything's good. And you got to take a little bit of food with you when you go do all of that stuff. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and you're listening to Grilling Guys. And we're going to dive into maybe some dips. We covered wings in the last segment, so dips are always good. I like them because you can generally make them ahead of time and just bring them and warm them up.
That's a great point.
Right?
So, you know, Saturday after the chili cook-off, I did not win, but I had a wonderful time.
That's because I wasn't there helping.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because the people that won were the ones that we heard all the complaints about their chili. So I think the fact that, I'm not going to go into it, but we had a crowd around us the entire 3 hours, and we handed out more chili than anybody because we made more than anybody. Everybody was running out, and so the last hour, everybody's at our tent because we still had chili.
Right. Well, you know, I've found that we've competed in a lot of, like, a bigger flavor profile than most people do in their chili. You go to one of those open competitions like that, and the guy that used hamburger and some canned tomatoes.
That's who won.
And a, right, and a little bit of chili powder.
They were literally dumping in cans of Hormel,
yeah,
of Brooks.
Right, yeah. So my point is that it's terribly
it's
arbitrary.
Well, it is, and here's the biggest thing. The people attending are wonderful people who just want to taste chili.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're never really instructed properly. So the guy that actually marks the ticket for everybody is the one that wins.
Right.
So anyway, I got done with that competition, and I had to wait around for the winner and yada, yada. So I went into the Flat River Grill. They've got new restaurant next to it. They call it the Tributary. And I knew I just had a half hour to kill, so I ordered a dip. And this was a wonderful – it was a sort of a – I think they probably used a broiler, and it had a sauce. It was goat cheese – with this wonderful sauce. I couldn't figure it out. I just wanted more. I ate the whole thing myself. And then they served baguettes, you know, toasted baguettes. And it was wonderful. So dips are just great for my wife and I. She will very often ask for the Parmesan artichoke dip, Parmesan artichoke, or spinach dip, or, you know, I don't like to post a recipe if it's copied. I always play around with them. I haven't lifted some stuff from people before, but this one I worked on a bunch of times. What I was finding online, and that's for artichoke spinach dip.
And the so you're combining them because there's usually an artichoke dip and there's usually a spinach dip.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Good.
And I love artichokes. I love roasted artichokes. And the Reese. Yeah. I think who make Reese's Cups, the same company. Reese's has a bottled artichoke and roasted, grilled, marinated artichoke.
Right.
Those are the cats, you know what.
Meow.
Yeah. Patootie. So this one is spinach and artichoke. And what I'm going to tell you is when you use this recipe, use the fresh spinach. All recipes you see online tell you to use the frozen spinach because it's easier to it's mushy.
Right.
The texture of it and everything on your palate when you're eating it. No, I haven't made this in 2 or 3 years, but in 25 minutes of heating up that cold substance, you're not really cooking the spinach terribly. And so back to, you know, you're always making this for friends and guests, right, like we were talking before. You want that perfection delivered. Do it that way, and just don't overcook it. Don't overbake. Don't turn it into mush. But it's basically Borzen, cream,
which is a goat cheese.
Softened cream cheese, a little bit of mayo. I always use Hellman's, but a couple of garlic cloves peeled and minced. You can buy the minced in a bottle. It's not a crime. Some basil. And I grow my own, so there's a nice reason to go out in your herb garden before the first frost hits. And then you're going to need some other garlic. Four cloves, actually. I don't know why it's listed twice here. Maybe that's my mistake. Salt and pepper. A couple of jars of Reese's grilled marinated artichoke hearts. Those are phenomenal. And some chopped spinach, fresh spinach. And the combination of those items, you know, and use your cast iron pan if you have a nice skillet, cast iron, lodge skillet, something like that. Put it in the oven in that and bake it. And then when you bring it out to the table, have, you know, of course, a board or something to set it on because it's going to be 375 degrees.
But the cast skillet makes a great presentation.
It keeps it warm.
And, yeah, that's where I was going to go is you got 15, 20 minutes of it staying warm when you bring a hot skillet out and you set that dip. I've got, you bought me, Bob, a 24-inch cast iron.
That's a monster.
Skillet. Yeah, it's a monster. And when I was down at deer camp last week, I made a chicken dip.
Buffalo chicken dip.
You
how'd
know,
that go?
Quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, because what we did it is I usually threw that on the smoker, right? But I didn't have a smoker with me. I had the griddle. So we went in and it just fit in Tim's oven. Right. So I made it all up and then we just threw it in there and like you said, put it in 350 for about 30, 35 minutes, got it hot and bubbly all the way through and then just brought it out. And for an hour, it was still warm, you know, on the table when we served it. But it's always a hit.
So
the scoop chip.
What did you use for, it was buffalo chicken.
Yeah. So
I used chicken.
I had thighs. I prefer thighs. They're just juicier. And I diced them up, and I made this ahead, right?
So you just fried them?
I cooked them on the flat top.
Oh.
And got it
you
like a stir
them.
Fry, yeah,
yeah,
right? And got it like a stir fry. Then I put cream cheese.
So time out.
Yep.
Did you chop them up before you threw them on,
yes.
On the griddle?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because they cook quicker, one, and two, I wanted small little uniform pieces, and it's easier for me to cut cold chicken than hot, frankly. And I was just trying to put it together all at one time, so I did my prep work and then put it together and did it the night before, right? I mean, I don't need to run through a recipe. Look up buffalo chicken dip.
No, but you have a couple of things. You've made this before, and you have some. You have one buffalo sauce in particular that you're
right. Yep, and it's a buffalo blue cheese sauce. The blue cheese is mixed right in with the buffalo
sauce.
Isn't
the label on it blue too?
But it's a clear bottle and it looks orange. And then there's a, and I'm trying to think of the name and I can't right now. But
it does have a blue label, I believe. And that one in particular, I bought on your recommendation and it's fantastic.
Right. Yep.
And I'm sure there's a lot of good ones, but.
Yeah. So just go down your, you know, sauce aisle or marinade
or
wherever.
So true buffalo chicken, I mean, didn't that all start with Frank's?
Yeah. Yep, yeah. 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 And I, you know, you can do that if you like. Again, when I cook for larger groups of people that I don't necessarily know what they like, I tend to back off on the spice a little bit because the average person doesn't like things maybe as spicy, especially you really enjoy your spices. I'm not quite as into it as you are, but at the end of the day, if I make something to my liking, there's about a half of the people that think it's too much.
Yeah,
too much seasoning. So I just back that stuff
and
off.
I made my chili last week pretty tame.
Yep.
Not as spicy as I would like it. The complaint I heard about the people that won, the complaint people were coming down saying is it's just too hot. So you got to watch out for those people that are, you know, the grandmas and stuff. They don't necessarily
and
like
it. And they all get to vote. So
they do.
Right. Yeah.
They do.
But
So that's cool. There's a cheese bean dip we can talk about next. But I just want to advise people to hit the farmers markets right now.
Right.
Because they're all running out of stuff. It's the end of the garden season.
Right.
And
all your root vegetables and things. Yeah,
yes.
They're still around. And
yes, because this winter is going to be really cold, and you're gonna want some of that stuff.
Yeah, it'll be good. So coming up next, we might roast some vegetables. The gardens are fat. We're hoping you're not. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Well, anyhow, getting to be that time of year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got the deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, now, you get with the beat, hey.